I think a couple of reasons. I know one, first of all, is it's just the climate that we get in the Lower Mainland. We can play baseball, you know, 8 to 10 months of the year, where the rest of the country just can't. And you know, in turn, it means a lot more kids do play baseball out in the West Coast, and we got some really good coaching and some really good facilities. And I think it's just, and it's also, we've produced some really good baseball talent over the years, you know, like Larry Walker and Justin Morneau and many others. And I think it's really, we got a good thing going in the Lower Mainland, especially for baseball, for young kids baseball.
How long have you been with this group? Because, you know, knowing some managers, they find some 9 and 10 years ago, hey, these guys are good. Have you been with this squad for a while?
Yeah, I have, you know, for 3 years now. I managed the team along with my current assistant coaches back when the kids were 10 years old. At the 10-year-old level for Little League, there's a district, and then there's also a provincial. And this team got all the way to the semifinals of the provincials when the kids were 10, and we lost to the eventual winners, Little Mountain. So I knew this group was close, and we worked really closely and hard with them over the last couple of years. We did add an extra piece or two, and, you know, it all came together over the last month. And, yeah, it's just I'm over the moon that we're actually standing. I'm actually standing outside of Volunteer Stadium where we play on Friday, and it's just, you know, I'm still in shock that I'm standing here.
Well, no, it's awesome, but I was saying I'm a Port Moody guy, so I feel like this one's close to home for me. How was the bus ride down? From the win, and I can only imagine, kids knowing you're going to the stadium you've watched on TV in August for the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, they were just bouncing off the bus. They could not wait to get here. So the bus left at 6 in the morning yesterday. I set my alarm for 5:30. You know, that'd be enough time. We were all packed the night before. Every one of the kids in our dorm was already up by like 5 o'clock. They were all just so raring to go and wanted to get here. And and then yesterday was just a whirlwind, like all the equipment and the clothing. And it's just, you know, they've probably been given over $1,000 each of various, you know, pieces of equipment like bats and helmets and gloves and pants and, you know, uniforms, and it goes on and on and on. It's they just get treated like kings. Yeah.
What do they, Bruce, what's the agenda for you guys? You don't play till the end of the week, do you?
Correct. Yeah, we play. We're one of the last games in the opening round. We play at 6 o'clock Eastern time against Mexico. So, you know, 3 o'clock on the West Coast. There's a lot going on. So yesterday was just a full day of, you know, getting everything. Today, right now, what's going on is all the kids are actually under the stadium, Volunteer Stadium. So they're testing all the new bats, and then they all get to select their bat that they want to use in the tournament. We then get to practice on the field here after that for a couple of hours. For, you know, then this afternoon they get a couple of hours, or no, not a couple, an hour and a half with ESPN. They'll do interviews and a lot of the fun activities that they do with ESPN. And then we then get some more time in the batting cages later this afternoon. So they have a real packed agenda. Wednesday's like the big parade that takes place, Thursday's opening ceremonies, and all the games get going. And so it's a real action-packed week. And then, like I said, we get going on Friday at 6 o'clock.
And you know what? I had one of my best laughs just when I watched that little video of Matthew Shanley when he said, yeah, the boys call me Beef Dip. That is a great nickname. Where did that come about? Tell me about Beef Dip, because it looks like he was on fire to get you guys here.
Yeah, Matt's been absolutely huge for us throughout this whole thing. He pitched an absolute gem in the provincials against Little Mountain, and where he hit 7 home runs in the provincials, and it carried on in the Canadians here. He hit the last 4 games we played in the Canadians, he hit a home run in each one of those games, and his pitching performance in the final was just, you know, can't even describe it, just tremendous. Faced 14 batters and struck out 13 of them against a very, very you know, good squad from Quebec that we had to play. The Beef Dip, I'm not exactly sure where that came from. Apparently it's a bit of a nickname for him back home. Matt's a big, strong boy, and You know, it's the kids love calling him Beef Dip, so it's something that's really gathered steam as his team has played throughout the summer.
Who will be? I mean, who is the talk there that kind of is the power team? Do you know yet?
The team from New Jersey has got a couple of boys that are just massive, and I'm hearing that they got one boy that throws in the mid-high 70s. So the talk early on is I think the team from New Jersey is going to be strong in the international pool where we sit. You know, obviously Japan and South Korea, you know, are always the favorites going into it. So, you know, I would say those three early on seem to are getting the chatter here at the park.
So if the New Jersey pitcher can throw in the 70s and Matthew's your ace, what's Matt throw?
Matt's in the upper 60s. He can touch 70 when he does rev back. So, yeah, the kids will never see speed like this before. So this will be certainly a test and a challenge, but I believe in this group, and I think they're up for the test.
Hey, enjoy it as a manager. Enjoy it as a parent of one of the players, and we wish you nothing but the best, and hopefully we'll check in with you next week at some point, Bruce.
By all means, thanks for having me on, and go Team Canada, and we believe.